So this past week, they're going to give you a whole bunch of different stats and things like that, but about what happened at VBS, days and what was taught and what they heard, and you might want to speak from that one. So Paul, can you make sure that that's hot for them to be able to do that? Perhaps one of the neatest things, I know we're going to sing some songs, and you ought to be excited about that because they are the kind of songs that you will be out doing gardening here someday when Cincinnati actually lets us do that, not like moving water around. But you're going to be doing this gardening, washing the car, doing things, you know, driving along, and you're going to have one of these songs in your head. And I hope that it goes beyond just singing it in church. I actually hope that the words stick with you. But perhaps one of the best things is, so I have a few of the VBSers in a row just behind me in the front row here. And as we were doing, this is the word of the Lord, for those three to be able to say, how do you respond? This is the word of the Lord. They look at me like, really, you're asking me to do this? But it's just cool to hear young voices speak about what they know. That's the power of VBS. All right, I'm going to get out of the way. Jamie and Kara.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd just like to start in a word of prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the awesome week we had with Vacation Bible School. Thank you for every child that came through our doors to hear your word and to hear your promises for them and for your love for them. I pray that they would take it out into the world that needs you so badly, that they would take it to their family and friends and community. I thank you for everyone who volunteered. I thank you for the time we have now to share all the awesome stuff we did with everyone here today. And I pray for your blessing upon this service. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Okay. So the theme for this year's the Vacation Bible School was Miraculous Mission. And these are just a few of kind of the stats from the week. We had about 45 to 50 children each night, which is about the same as last year. And again, about 85% of those kids are non-Zion, from non-Zion families. So we really, you know, continue to feel like VBS here is a great community outreach. We have a lot of the same families that bring their kids back year to year. And I talked to a lot of those families this week, and they said we would absolutely never miss it. My kids love it here. They love coming to VBS each year. They look forward to it. So that was really nice to hear. We also had about 45 to 50 volunteers, because that's how many people it takes to run a Vacation Bible School with 45 to 50 children. Everyone worked really hard, and we just really appreciated all the hard work that was put into it. So I'll just kind of give you a rundown of what we did each night. When the kids arrived, they were given dinner. The people who came with them, parents, guardians, grandparents, were also welcome to eat with us. And we had wonderful people who helped make those dinners every evening. After that, everyone came upstairs for the opening. The Robies and Brad always do a great job with the opening songs. We get to sing with actions and watch videos and learn about the themes for each day in the Bible verses. That's when the kids were introduced to those things. And then after that, the kids broke off into four different rotations. And in each of those rotations, they learned more about the theme for the day in the Bible verse and the stories. Those rotations were crafts and games. And then Bible Challenge was a rotation where they had kind of science-y experiments and where they learned more about the memory verse for the day. And then Bible Storytelling was kind of an interactive way of learning the Bible story again. Paul and Susie Tomes do that, and they are amazing. They had the kids dress up as the characters, and we had great props, and so the kids really got to learn, live those stories. Then after that, all the kids got back together for a snack that was also tied into the theme. And after that was the closing, where we did more songs and reiterated both the theme and the Bible verse from the evening. We were blessed this year. One of our Thrivent grants was used to purchase CDs of all the songs from VBS. So we were able to give one of those to each of the families so they could take them with them and share them with their families and friends. So we really thought that was awesome. And now we have a picture slideshow to show you some of the fun we had. We'll be right back. Okay, so now we'd like to invite all the kids and volunteers forward, if you would please. We're going to do a little bit of our music from the week. So we told you that one would be stuck in your head, so I expect we're going to have an encore. No, just kidding. Okay, so you saw with the slideshow some of the themes came up. We're going to talk about each day and just give you a little deeper insight. One of the things we loved about this program was that it went all the way from the Old Testament to the New Testament, so the kids were able to connect the dots and hear everything in God's Word today. So the first day, day one, we're going to do this right this time, you guys, okay? So the first thing is miraculous mission. God made me. That's true. That's God. Good job. Okay. So the theme was that God made the universe, and the take-home point was that God made me. So we all know that the miracle of the creation was God's hand at work. And even despite the fact that there was sin in the world, God still loved us. And we wanted the kids to recognize that even sometimes when you feel insignificant, you know that God, He made you in His image, specifically you, and that you are important, and that even though God knew we sinned, He's still there for us. And then the verse for the day was, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that is from Psalm chapter 139, verse 14.
Okay, so day two, miraculous mission. God keeps his word. That's true. That's God. So on day two, the kids learned through the story of Abram that God keeps his word. He keeps his promises. He makes promises to us all the time, and he keeps those promises. So Abram, even though his wife had been unable to have a child, God told him, your ancestors will number the stars, and eventually a savior will be born through your family line. So he made a promise, and we know that that promise did come true, just like his promises to us come true. And the verse for day two was, and now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true. 2 Samuel 7:28.
Okay. And day three, you ready, guys? This is miraculous mission. Jesus came for me. That's true. That's God. So the story today was that Jesus the Savior is born, and the important take-home point for the kids was that Jesus came for me. And we all know that Jesus could have appeared from the sky and been this great miracle, but God works in a miraculous way, and he allowed Jesus to be born in a stable as a human, which is really miraculous in itself. So he could be a human being that came for us, and his love was so great that he sent his own son for us. So we really wanted the kids to recognize that Jesus came specifically for them. And so the verse for the day is, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And that's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 11.
So on day four, the kids learned the most important thing, that Jesus saves them. So miraculous mission, Jesus saves me. That's true. That's God. So on this day, they learned about Jesus' death and resurrection and how through that we can all have eternal life with him. Which is the most important message that we can send these children out into the world with, to know that they are saved, they are loved, and that they can have eternity with him. And the verse for the day is John 3:16. This was also the verse for the whole program. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. And now we're going to do another song that we did during the week called Power in Your Word.
I see your word.
Okay. So as Kara mentioned earlier, we had approximately 45 to 50 volunteers that helped us. And, you know, it takes a real village to make VBS happen. And not even just VBS, but to get the message out to these kids. This was real Christian fellowship at work. And so we're really grateful to those volunteers. They put in tons of hours, station leaders and people cooking. And they've been working on all this stuff for a long time before just this week. So we're so grateful for all their hours and their dedication to make sure the kids had fun. You know, our crew leaders that showed up, they really were witnesses to the kids. I mean, how filled up they feel that they had a whole bunch of people pouring into them this week. So church was alive, and we're so grateful for that. Thank you to everyone that was part of that. And again, to the kids for coming and for bringing all that joy into the church. We're going to close into prayer, so if you would. Dear Jesus, lots of things change, but you do not change. You are with us. You are in control of our big world. You are the same yesterday and today and forever. You accomplished God's miraculous mission and saved us and the whole world. What a mission you've given us. Thank you for being with us as we share your love and the good news that you are our Savior. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let's give thanks to Jared, to Jamie and Kara, please. Perhaps the best one there, the screams from the back that are the kids. Yes. All right. Next slide, please.